I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And joining us on the line right now is Elaine Jorgis, who is with the Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services Board of Lorain County, here to talk about a special community forum coming up tomorrow at Elyria High School. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning.
So talk about this community forum. I guess when you have the Lorain County coroner as one of your panelists, the topics, obviously it's a very serious discussion you're having.
Absolutely. In 2013, Lorain County experienced 67 deaths from opiates and or heroin, and we're at about 60 this year for 2014. We've been holding community forums around the county. Tomorrow, the forum will be in Elyria at the high school to talk about why this happens in our communities and how we as a community could come together and find strength to help reduce the numbers and give support to the families that are struggling with this horrible disease of addiction.
Elaine, where does this start? Why do we see an increase in heroin usage, prescription pill problems? Why?
There's a lot of factors behind it. You know, in the 1990s, pain became a fifth vital sign. So when you go to the doctor, they do ask what your pain threshold is. And the United States, we're like a pill-popping society. We take a pill for something that ails us, and we're just comfortable with that. But there have been some very strong medications like OxyContin that were developed in the 90s, initially for chronic cancer patients. And it kind of got made its way into mainstream, you know, if you tear your ligament in your knee or something. Those have been given by physicians, and then they're very highly addictive. So we've had legislation to regulate prescriptions and pills, but people are addicted, and then they turn to heroin, which is cheaper and more accessible, unfortunately, in our communities.
You mentioned that you've had these forums at different communities across the county. What have been the responses or things you've kind of learned or gleaned from some of these forums that also you're bringing to the Elyria Forum, too?
Well, I mean, first of all, to get the facts out to people, some people think that this is not happening in their neighborhoods, in their own communities, and it is. The coroner will mention tomorrow that he has been in every zip code in Lorain County with an overdose death. So it's a first to raise awareness, to educate, and to provide hope. We'll have people on our panel, a parent who's been struggling with this in her family. We'll also have a young person, a 20-something, who has struggled with being an addict, but he's on his path to recovery. We're also going to share from the law enforcement side, you know, what they do, what they encounter every day, and let people know that, you know, if they have unused or unneeded medications in their house, every police department in this county has a 24/7 drop box where you could just go and get your pills out of your home.
We're talking today with Elaine Jorgis about the community forum coming up tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at Elyria High School in the dining hall. Right here in Middle Avenue in Elyria, Elaine, with the Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services Board of Lorain County. Many people, I would think, too, and I'm sort of one of these, we're aware of stories when it becomes a crime is committed or something illegal, because then that gets reported in the paper or in the news and you hear about it. Many of these deaths just end up in the obituary page and there's like a sudden death or something to that effect, and the tie-in between an overdose isn't relatively apparent unless you happen to know the people or there's talk in the school or something like that. Is a forum like this a way to sort of get those numbers out there so people understand how important or how devastating this is?
That's absolutely right. There's still a stigma with addiction, and families that are struggling often feel ashamed to talk about it. So again, this forum tomorrow, people will meet other people who have been struggling, and in numbers will be stronger to understand how we can help support each other. So hopefully we'll reduce the stigma of addiction through tomorrow's efforts and let people know, again, there's help and hope as we can progress into recovery.
Elaine, over the past year, we've heard the stories about sort of like a synthetic heroin being distributed in the county, leading to a number of these deaths. Is heroin something that's actually made in Lorain County, or is it brought in?
Well, I'm going to defer to the law experts, but I mean, I don't believe it's made in Lorain County. You know, our major highways or corridors to Chicago, Detroit, New York. You could read weekly in the paper of the drug bust that our fine officers do on the highway patrol and the police. So I think we're probably more a channel that they go through from the big cities and south from Mexico. And just, you know, again, just where there are spots, I know our law enforcement are doing a great job busting dealers. That's one step. But they seem to be often behind the game because there's always another one showing up.
Right. And your job, in a sense, is to sort of defer the customers. If they don't have customers, they're not going to be selling it. So if you can get people off of these addictive drugs and onto a different path, then it kind of can maybe lessen that to an extent. What if people are dealing with an issue like this, prescription drugs, or they have somebody? What would you suggest right now for them to do?
I would suggest they call for help. And, you know, they could call our board office at 282-9920. What we'll do is we'll guide them to schedule a drug and alcohol assessment for the person who's addicted or probably addicted. So that's the first step to determine the course of treatment that might be available. But we'll also be talking to the loved ones about making sure they take care of themselves, because it is wearing and it's exhausting to be a family member of someone who's addicted. And then we'll make sure that, you know, the community, as we hear which community, that we also look at prevention and finding ways how we can prevent these numbers from being large statistics again.
Once the community forum is over, what kind of action do you hope to get from that?
Well, I would think we're going to get more people involved and knowledgeable. I hope we'll get more pills dropped off at the drop boxes. We'll probably see more calls for treatment assistance. And the problem is there's not enough funding for treatment, but we'll do the best we can. I think we'll have more people engaging in our family support groups because they'll be available. And the information will be in the hands of people who need it. And I hope that's what we'll get out of tomorrow's event.
Well, it'll be a powerful event tomorrow night, especially with some of those firsthand stories that people will be sharing. And, of course, hearing from the county coroner about these things kind of puts a finality to some of this. It's the community forum about drug addiction issues in our neighborhoods. It's going on tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Elyria High School, open to the public. How long do you expect something like that to last? Do you have an idea?
We're targeting 6 to 8. We've got a really strong panel. We have about 10 people. So we're going to give them time for their conversation, and we're also going to open it up for questions and answers. So our target's till 8, but as long as we need to have the conversation out there, we'll keep going tomorrow.
Sounds good. Well, it's a conversation that will be continuing even after tomorrow night, no doubt for that. Elaine Jorgis, our guest today with the Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services Board of Lorain County. Again, tomorrow night, Elyria High School, 6 o'clock in the dining hall. They'll have a community forum. All are invited. Elaine, thanks for sharing the information. Appreciate it.
Thank you.